Okay, we're recording.
All right. Why are you laughing?
He just got himself really nervous.
Okay.
Welcome to Podcast on Elm Street. This is Heather and my husband, Brian.
Hello.
And tonight we have a special guest.
Hi.
Special head guest.
He is our... nephew. And he'll be joining us. He's just started experiencing, or started getting into spooky things.
Super spooky.
Super spooky.
So, what an intro.
His name is Matthew. What are you drinking, Matthew?
A Virgin Margarita.
Yo.
All right.
It's too young for that alcohol.
Did you really?
He just blew in it. All right. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking... this thing called Strawberry Sky from the Breckenridge Brewery. I don't know how it tastes.
Let's open it up. Taste it. I think Matthew's isn't virgin because he won't stop laughing.
I just searched the note of it.
I told him that the microphone's really sensitive, so any noise you make, and so he was trying to be quiet. Did not work. Well, how is it?
It's okay.
What is it called? Strawberry Fields?
No, Strawberry Sky.
That's a Beatles song. Strawberry beer just does not sound good. Fruit beer is gross.
It doesn't really taste... It tastes like a... I don't know. Kind of like a Bud Light Platinum.
Okay, I've literally never had that.
Oh. Is that a beneath you?
It is. I am drinking a Black Butte Porter. Butte Porter. It's pretty good. It's from Bend, Oregon.
Deschutes
Brewery, what? Yeah. It doesn't say butt. All right.
Black Butte.
So, last episode, I know it's been a while. We could give them the spiel. I promise we'll get better. I don't know if that's true, though. So the last episode, Brian said he wanted to hear a train crash in Maine, and I didn't want to do that.
Thanks. we're looking forward to train stuff.
It is train.
Oh, okay.
Well, but like train crashes, it's just like...
They're called derailments.
It's just... I don't know. And just
boring to you? How does such thing go straight and then crash? Who knows? Oh no, I can't go straight any longer.
You're such a dick. Okay,
it's on a track.
But there's so many other things that go into train derailments. Anyways, so I did haunted trains.
Okay.
Does that work for everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose.
Matthew doesn't seem too into it. So the first one, I have a lot of, like, little stories. But anyways, let me get into it. So the first one is called the Tay Bridge Phantom. Ooh.
Spookums.
So on December 28th, 1879, a train that was leaving... Burnt Island traveling to Dundee in Scotland was going about 80 miles an hour and was passing through a massive storm. The winds in that were about 70 miles an hour. Yeah. So when the train passed over, so the bridge is over like a really huge lake. It almost looked like an ocean, like the pictures I found.
Uh-huh.
And so the train was going past that, or through that, and when it came to, like, almost to the other side, the bridge came crumbling down, the train went with it, and everybody on the train passed away. Everybody died in that, because the waters were also, like, freezing. So okay. Even if they, like, could swim, the coldness will stiffen your body, so you can't swim.
Oh. Usually coldness doesn't let your body stiffen.
Oh, dear God. Your nephew's here.
He's 14. He gets it.
Okay, so, and the reason why it crashed was because of poor bridge design. It went into, like deep details of the bridge, mm-hmm. and I just had no idea what the hell I was reading.
That makes sense. You don't know bridge stuff.
No. It went way over my head. And so, like, mixed, so, like, the weather was really bad, and then a heavy train on top of it, it just couldn't hold it. And it was a newer bridge. Since then, the bridge has been rebuilt, and it still remains there till this day. They did a better design.
That's good.
But people have seen a ghost train go across and, like, stop right where the accident happened or where it crumbled. The train will go up to that point and then just disappear because it clearly didn't make it to the other side.
Right.
And then people, when they see that train, they'll start hearing people screaming in the waters below. Like, people have gone to go look, like, thinking that someone really is down there, and there's no one there.
That's pretty cool.
So that's pretty spooky.
Cool.
This one I found really interesting. So this one happened in Boston in 1893. Boston. Yeah. Your car keys.
Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, you made me lose my spot. Oh, okay. So, there was a track on a bridge that collapsed. And the reason why this one collapsed was because people were, like, maintenance workers were supposed to go and do some upgrades on it and, like, work on the weights, was what they said. I don't know where that is in a bridge. But they decided to go to lunch instead.
Fair choice.
And, but it killed a bunch of people.
Eh. Well, where'd they go to lunch?
Because they went to lunch instead of doing the repairs and the maintenance, the bridge collapsed.
Oh, well, it's really good lunch.
I mean,
no.
Was it like lobsters?
Oh my god, get out! But
because I'll ditch work for lobsters.
Yeah, but would you can't be like, okay, you're just getting me mad, and no burping on the podcast, Matthew. But So, and nothing happened, like, there was no ghost stories or anything about that train until 1958. There was a, like, in that area, there was a diner called the Bridge Lunch Diner, which isn't there anymore, watched as a old-fashioned train came, like, screaming down the, like, the train tracks that were outside came all the way down that. But those train tracks weren't active, like, it's not used anymore. It's overgrown, everything. Right. And it was old-fashioned train, and it was completely, like, kind of, like, misty, but enough detail to where they can see that it's a train. And, like, make out parts of the train. Like, one guy said he could even see the coal.
Huh.
A few months later, it happened again. But then it hasn't happened since. So only two times in 1958 did they see that train.
Weird.
Yeah. Right. So then in Saskatchewan, Canada.
That's not real.
there are these, like, abandoned train tracks that are completely overgrown. And I think some of the tracks, like, even missing. But people keep seeing these. Stop it, Matthew. People keep saying...
You're so annoying!
Okay.
You were talking about Saskatchewan not being real?
Oh, and then the train tracks, they're kind of abandoned, overgrown. Uh-huh. Some parts of it are missing. And people have been seeing, like, a floating light, like one single floating light coming down the train tracks. It starts on the right side and then goes to the middle of the tracks and then comes down towards them. No one is, like, for sure what it is. There's sometimes where they'll see that light and then they'll see a red light with it. And the times when they see the red light with it, the animals, cause it kind of goes through like a forest, the animals in the forest start getting really weird and, like, making a lot of noise. Like, you hear the coyotes and all that kind of stuff. So something's bothering them.
Right.
And every time people have tried to, like, record these lights, like, they'll see it and they'll take a picture and it's not in the picture. or they will try to record it, like, with a camera, and it doesn't show. Weird. And, yeah, I've actually heard of this, and I've heard, like, people try to run to the light, and it seems like it looks like it's coming at them, and so they're running to it, but it's getting further and further away. Like, they can never catch it.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, some of the stories of why this light is appearing is supposedly there was a railroad worker who was decapitated on accident on the trains. Yeah. Someone else believes it's someone looking for their daughter who was hit by a train. So they're out there with, like, a lamp. Some believe it's a headlight of a train that never made it to its destination. So somewhere on the tracks derailed, but no one really knows where. So the one thing that actually has some kind of possibility that actually there's a little bit of evidence that it could possibly be is around World War II, there was a train that was passing by St. Louis in Saskatchewan. I didn't know they had a St. Louis there. but it had to stop on the tracks because the snow was so bad. And so when it stopped, I guess it was like a mail train. So two people try to go in and steal the mail, hoping probably for money.
Train heist.
Pretty much, yeah.
Nice.
And so eventually both of them got into an altercation and with the conductor, and the conductor actually was killed in it. And then later on, one of the thieves killed his partner over an argument over the stolen mail. Both of the bodies, so the conductor and the partner, they were buried and hidden in the snow near the tracks. And they weren't found until spring because the snow had to melt.
Damn.
So that's a possibility of what it could be. But
Train robbery gone wrong?
Yeah, which I think is cooler.
Yeah, let's go with that one.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to Knott's Berry Farm on the little train that they have, and like,
yeah,
then the robbers come on?
I think so.
Yeah. I always liked that.
Me too.
My favorite one is they came on, and you know, and they start asking people questions and stuff, like they're gonna rob and they want to know about you or whatever. And they ask this couple, like, oh, are you guys married? And they said, yeah. And they're like, how long? And the lady was like, 9 years. And he goes, I'm sorry? She goes, 9 years. And he goes, no, I'm sorry that you've been married for 9 years. Thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next one is Abraham Lincoln's death train.
Ooh. He died in a theater.
No, so part of, like, when he died, part of his funeral was to put him on a train and have him travel around the country.
Oh.
Like, his dead body.
What a fucking weird thing. Look at this dead guy.
And, like, it would stop in towns and people would come and, like, mourn.
Wow, look at this guy.
They don't have ways to preserve bodies back then.
No.
Unless they were in the freezer.
Well, no, they were doing, like, formaldehyde and stuff.
Still gross.
That's been going on for years.
Yeah, but his whole forehead would have been, like, blown out.
Oh, because he was shot in the head. Well, maybe they didn't show
the
head.
They put his hat on?
He did have a big hat. So, anyway, so, yeah, he would go around, and supposedly on the anniversary of his death, there's a phantom train that will be seen in certain cities that it was like a big deal that it went to.
Yeah.
Let's see. That one I thought was interesting, just the fact that our president went around the country, like, dead body went around the country, yeah, for people to see. It kind of sounded like a sideshow.
Oh, shit, I'm
Jesus.
Sorry. I think another one's coming.
Let's see.
Nope, we're good.
Okay, this one I thought was cool. The Satan Tunnel.
Whoa.
So this one I didn't put the location because I was reading that many people have, like, tried to go there and they ended up getting arrested for trespassing. So I didn't put the location because I don't want people doing that. So supposedly, it goes through this, there's the train track that goes through this tunnel. And again, the abandoned train tracks, like all not kept, overgrown, things are missing. So according to the legend, a train, when the train, the railroad was there, a train struck a man that was walking along the tracks, and he ended up dying, obviously.
Right.
Another legend is that there was a man who was lynched in a tree near the entrance of it.
That's really not his fault.
No.
You know what lynch is? Lynch is? Okay, it's when you are hung from a tree.
Like back in the like old tiny days.
Mob rule. Mob kind of thing.
Yeah. So, and then on top of that, there was a homeless man that was living in the tunnels that died. So they think all of this negative energy kind of came together and created this monster that lives in this tunnel. Satan, for lack of better terms. And this place has been known to have like devil worshippers come and do like seances and like try to summon demons, do all kinds of probably animal sacrifice, which makes me too sad because it's usually cats. So people have obviously gone to try to witness the spooky things that are supposed to happen. People have had been like touched. There's like actual like photographs of like these weird monster things and stuff, and people being chased out and hearing growls and being scratched and bit and all that stuff. And it's still going on to this day.
Let's go. Where is it?
I'm not giving out the location.
Can you just tell me the state?
Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin's boring.
I don't even think that's right. let's see. Oh, here's another one. So there's this bridge. Soline High Bridge is a steel structure that goes from Stillwater, Minnesota to Somerset, Wisconsin. And it was built in like the early 1900s. And it used to be like kind of like a place where the young teens would go and like make out corner. Shit? Yeah.
Gross.
And like have a beer and stuff. To like hide from their parents.
I stole this Bud Light from my dad.
Pretty much, yeah. And then 10 people share it and they all somehow get drunk.
Yeah, I'm so wasted. Oh, I'm going to jump off this bridge. Oh, don't do it, Billy. Oh, Billy did it.
So there, and no one really knows why it's happening. There's a rumor that there was a family that committed suicide. Another rumor is that there was this guy's, like, near it. His barn caught on fire.
So the bridge is haunted now?
Well, hold on. Oh, no, that's another one. I'll tell you that one in a second.
Okay.
No, it's actually a pretty cool story. Yeah. But, so there's supposed to be this, at this Soline High Bridge, there's supposed to be these blue lights that, like, kind of circle around the train tracks and, like, bob in between them. And no one can explain what those blue lights are. One thing that is also reported is there's a man who is walking with a blue lantern, and when people go to talk to him, he vanishes.
What a dick.
Yeah. They think that the ghost is a farmer who, this is the family that committed suicide. A farmer who murdered his family and then committed suicide.
Mega dick.
There was also a report that a young man fell to his death because he was at a watchtower over there. And so they believe that, because there's also a green light, so they believe he's the green light. Why? Don't know.
Because he's a good guy. He was just, he died by accident.
I don't know.
Murdered a bunch of people and then jumped.
Yeah. So this one's the coolest one I think I found.
The coolest of the cool?
The coolest of the coolest cools.
I don't think Matt, I think
I don't think Matt can cool handle enough it
to be here listening to this.
Oh.
It's too spooky.
Let's hear it, Booface.
Okay, so it's the Moonville Tunnel.
What'd you say?
Why did you tell her it?
Because I took a shower.
Why did you take it off then?
Because my hair's wet. We've been sitting here for like 30 minutes.
All right, it's called the Moonshoon Boom Ridge.
No, that's not even a little bit right. Moonville Tunnel.
I was so close.
You said Moon Booge. I don't even know why
you said I got the first word right.
Moon Booge Booge Booge?
Bougie.
You're bougie.
My dad is.
Okay. Okay. So, the Moonville Tunnel hasn't been operated. Like, there's no... What is happening?
Oh, he just started laughing.
Okay.
Yeah, anyways.
So, it's a tunnel, again, with a train track that goes through it.
Okay.
There hasn't been an active train track in, like, 30 years. So, this is the one that there was once a house near the train tracks. Near this tunnel.
Okay.
And there was this family that lived in this house. And one night, their barn caught on fire. So the dad ran out to go save the horses.
Did he save them?
He ended up dying.
So what about the horses?
I don't know about the horses.
Aww.
He ended up dying. And then the mother and the son went to go, like, help him, and they ended up dying, too. Because I think the fire spread so quickly that they couldn't do anything about it.
But what about the horses?
I don't know, honey.
Sorry, Becky, they probably died.
I don't like to hear about poor horsies. Poor little horsies! Okay... So they see the man that lived by there haunt the tracks. So he's in a white robe, he has a white beard, he's holding...
It's always white.
What do you want, a bright pink?
No, I'm just saying, like, for once it'd be nice to have a ghost who's in, like, slacks and a button-up and a...
People do see that.
And a tie.
But he's in a robe, like, he could have been his night robe.
That's probably why it went on fire.
Probably. Pajamas used to be highly flammable.
They still are if you try hard enough.
No, like, I mean, like, kids put... It was, like, known to, like, catch fire.
Here, kids, put these kerosene-soaked fucking pajamas on. And go carry this candle to your bedroom.
And there is actually several people that have lost their lives, like, on the tracks. One was a 10-year-old girl in 1986. So it's...
How did she die?
It doesn't say, and I don't really want to know.
I'm pretty sure it was Wolverine attacks.